Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened. I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, with Make Voting a Tradition.
Right on. Hey, I want to welcome our guest, the Honorable Deb Holland. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Right on. Hey, I let's get to it because I know you're on a tight schedule. You know, as we speak, you're in Wisconsin taking part of Wisconsin Coordinated Campaign's general election launch. What are you looking forward to sharing with voters on the campaign trail?
Thanks so much for the question. First, I just want to say how happy I am to be here in my personal capacity. You know, I started out as an organizer in politics, working hard to get out the Native vote and working hard to get out every vote. So I feel, you know, I'm really happy to be here helping to make sure that voters get out this time around. And of course, the Biden-Harris administration has been amazing. And quite frankly, Americans have a choice in this election between two very different economic visions for this country. President Biden, who wakes up every day working hard to make life better for working people, and his opponent, who is focused on helping himself and his ultra-wealthy friends. So President Biden has worked hard to build an economy from the bottom up and the middle out. It has shown he's created millions of jobs. And, you know, since he's been in office, we've seen over 179,000 new business applications in Wisconsin, $79 million to help Wisconsin small businesses access capital, $3 million to help Wisconsin small business incubators and accelerators, $150 million to assist Wisconsin chambers and nonprofit organizations, providing assistance to thousands of Wisconsin small businesses. So we know that President Biden cares deeply about every single community, and it's definitely showing here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, thank you. A big peeny geegee. Thank you for setting the record straight. We talk about this all the time on Native Roots Radio, and it's great to hear you amplifying that. You know, on Saturday, March 23rd, is the anniversary of President Obama's signing of the Affordable Care Act. From your perspective, what has been the impact of that legislation here in Wisconsin and across the country in Turtle Island?
Absolutely. Well, as we know, the Affordable Care Act is a big deal. And, you know, President Biden has used his time in office to lower costs and expand access to health care for millions of Americans. This year, a record 21 million Americans, including over 250,000 actually, Wisconsinites signed up for the ACA coverage. And right now, 4 out of 5 Americans can find health care coverage for $10 a month or less through the ACA. So it's important when, you know, when we have these open enrollment periods that people who need health care go to the website, find health care. It's as easy as that. It's important that we are all covered. And mm-hmm. So just to say a quick note about President Biden essentially making our country healthy again. He mm-hmm. took office in the midst of this terrible COVID pandemic. Since then, we've all gotten vaccines and boosters, and I've gotten as many boosters as they'll give me because mm-hmm. I feel confident that we need a healthy society. So proud of the work that President Biden has done, and we're going to keep moving forward to make sure that Americans have health care.
Absolutely. And those boosters protect our elders, and we're all boosted up here on Native Roots Radio, and I agree 100%. We want to keep our elders and our young ones healthy along with ourselves, so I appreciate you bringing that up. you know, we don't like to talk about the orange one, Donald Trump here, but recently he said that there's a lot you can do in terms of cutting essential benefits like Medicare and Social Security. Why should voters take those words seriously, Deb?
Well, Robert, of course, when someone tells you who they are, I think you need to listen to them and believe them as to who they are. And, you know, how we all feel in Indian country about our aunties, our uncles, our grandparents, all of our elders, they've earned those benefits, first mm-hmm. of all. So when you're, you know, when somebody's worked an entire career and paid into Social Security and has and receives those benefits, those are their benefits. And so we really can't take a chance. It looks like the president's opponent, if he wants to cut Medicare and Social Security, he wants to make sure that people live in poverty, quite frankly. So so I feel very, very confident that making sure that we are supporting President Biden, he is going to lift up those communities. He's going to lift up our aunties and uncles. His opponent is running on a campaign of resentment, revenge, and retribution. That's not the way to go for our country.
You know, we talk about as natives, our elders and our elders, we listen to our elders. Our elders speak slowly and think about what they're saying and have a lot of knowledge. And I really feel like President Biden is one of our elders.
Well, I am. You know, President Biden has been out there, as I said, working hard every single day. Mm-hmm. He's moved our country in the right direction. I mean, think about where we were 3 years ago when he took office. He got right to work. We saw those images of him signing all those executive orders on day one. Mm-hmm. He wants what's best for our country. And I really feel confident that he'll make it even better over the next 4 years.
Absolutely. Hey, what would you say to someone who's thinking about staying home instead of coming out to vote in this November?
So, as I said, Robert, I started out as an organizer in Indian country, you know, my home state of New Mexico. I've always felt that Indian country, that the native vote is an important part of our democracy. In fact, we have democracies that are thousands of years old. Mm-hmm. And we have opportunities to make sure that we're supporting the candidates who care about our issues. And so, you know, this election is too important for any of us to sit out. Indian country has a voice and we should absolutely use it. Our voice matters. Our vote matters. And I think we definitely have the power to influence elections. You know, it's we're working to re-elect President Biden, but we're also working to elect candidates up and down the ballot. Mm-hmm. These are candidates for our local communities, representatives. You know, I know that they're not all on the same ballot, but we have, you know, city council members, county commissioners, school board members. These are all elections that matter to our communities, to our children. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, as putting my organizer hat on, I want everyone to get out and vote this time around because this is a very important election. And there are so many issues, as we mentioned a few of them, the economy, Social Security, Medicare, healthcare. There's education is on the ballot. Environmental justice is on the ballot. All of these things are on the ballot, and Indian country has an opportunity to make a difference in the future for our children and generations into the future.
Absolutely. And you made up made a good point there. I know in the last cycle, Native communities had a large say in how the election ended. you know, in Arizona and Michigan. So I just want to amplify what you just said. We got a minute left, Deb, and we're here with the Honorable Deb Holland. And I want to give you a minute here to say whatever you'd like to say. You know, I love being a conduit to the people out there with, we have such great guests, and you are an awesome guest too. So I want to give you that opportunity.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, you know, stepping up to make sure that Indian Country can hear what's happening out there, right? There is so much, you know, in this era of, you know, you don't know whether news is correct or whether it's not, but we can tune in to you and hear what's really happening and hear the truth about the real news that's happening out there. So I appreciate you all being here faithfully, making sure that we can hear what's happening out there. But I do want to definitely say, everybody get out and vote. This is what I've been working on my entire adult life. Volunteering out there in Indian Country. You know, Robert, I've cooked, I've walked, I've knocked. You know, in Indian Country, there are not a lot of doorbells, so you got to knock on those doors, and sometimes you get bruised knuckles, but it's all worth it. So I just want to say that all of y'all would make me proud if you would get out and vote this time around.
Wow. Thank you so much. A big peeny geegee. Thank you, the Honorable Deb Holland. Have a great day and keep up the great work. We're watching you and our young ones are watching you.
Excellent.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break.